The Denny Schaefer Show.
Yeah,
on Q105.
Yeah, live and local, hanging out with you. Tuesday show, 7-12, 12 after 7. Denny and the girls. Brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Sometime this morning, we're going to give away or give you a chance to win general admission tickets to my sold-out disco party. It's Friday night downtown in Hensville. If you're not going downtown, then you're not going to my party. There you go.
I can't believe it's here.
General admission tickets, they're like $27 a piece, but we're going to hook you up with a pair at some point throughout the morning. We've got a few we're going to give away. You can't buy them anymore, people. Unless you want to get the special VIP patio table. There's only one of those left. That comes with 20 drink tickets.
Perfect. That's cool. If somebody doesn't take it, Susie, let's jump over and grab it.
That's
all I need.
Upgrade.
Yeah, go to veteransmatter.org/disco. You can get a hold of Ken and get that last one. All right, before I do entertainment news and the pettiest reasons people have not went on a second date. Not broke up with somebody. You know, that's different. This is not going on a second date. And it's got an alert about the Swanton Village. It's not going to be changing its name to Pottsville anytime soon. The council had a special meeting last night and unanimously decided against amending its ban on medical marijuana business in the village. One of the residents who's friggin' should smoke dope said, "You want me to buy the sign that says Welcome to Pottsville?" Okay, it's medical marijuana, people. It's medical marijuana. It's not pot is not legal, recreationally here in the great state of Ohio. Not yet. Mm. Okay, medicinally, and I think it is also in Michigan. But the Swanton Area Community Coalition, a drug and alcohol prevention program for youth, turned out to oppose. Executive director was there, and several students said, "Ready? Allowing a cultivation site would be effectively endorsing marijuana use among Swanton's youth."
Are they smoking something?
Wait a minute. It's medical marijuana. It's no different than if the Bear Aspen people wanted to put a factory there. Oh, yeah, Bear's not, it's not addictive and blah, blah, blah. It's medical marijuana. You'll need a prescription. We've become very judgmental. And by the way, marijuana has got to be the most misunderstood drug of all drugs.
They could just educate their kids.
And say, this is for medical purposes only? Yeah,
they could just tell them, unless they feel their children aren't capable of understanding the concept. But I'm pretty sure...
See, if my kids are involved through school with this drug and alcohol prevention program, and I see the director say, "Oh yeah, this is endorsing marijuana use among," I thought it was a really dangerous thing to be taken on. The director said, "What are you talking about? It's medicine. I mean, I don't smoke the stuff, but there's a lot of people that have chronic issues that they smoke the dope
to get through the day."
And
so they don't have pain.
It's no different than taking something a doctor prescribed for you.
Exactly.
You know, it's asinine what it is.
The problem with Swanton is that they're going to have a drive-through where you can just get all the weed you want. Is that the issue, what's going on?
No. The issue is they don't want to grow marijuana, but they'll continue out in people's garages whipping up a nice batch of crystal meth.
That's what it really is.
Right. Those people don't want, you know, the pot people to take away some of their crystal meth cash that they're whipping up. It is. They don't need no competition. Yeah.
Come on, Swantucky.
Plus, they get a huge run on snacks, and then what do you do?
Exactly, you idiots. All right, let's do entertainment news. That felt good. Susan, hit me with it one time. Entertainment news is where we look at the world of entertainment. Give you our little spin on it. Bill Cosby's trial ended in a mistrial. Cosby invited his defense team to celebrate with cocktails. There were no takers. A new study shows women tend to date guys who look like their brothers. Or in West Virginia, guys who are their brothers.
Oh.
Today is the first day of summer. You could tell because Target stores are busy putting up their Halloween displays.
That's it's funny because it's true.
The guys in Hanson just called Justin Bieber's music Chlamydia of the Ear. Of course, that just makes me laugh just saying that. Of course, what they failed to mention is that when it comes to chlamydia of the ear, Mbop is patient zero.
You guys suck.
Robbers in Newport Beach, California, broke into a pizza parlor and stole an empty cash register, which really surprised the robbers, who thought a pizza parlor would have plenty of dough. And finally, a Pennsylvania man got a jury award of $870,000 because a doctor removed the wrong testicle. Yeah. He's now got enough money to go out and have a ball.
There it is.
No?
No, that's pretty funny.
It was pretty cute.
Why we do
but
it.
I do want the rest of that story.
The ball story?
I want to know.
They just screwed
what
up.
What the hell?
You know, if we
what
had a,
did they do?
If we had a producer, maybe if we could find a producer, maybe he could go grab that.
I was under the impression that they pretty much told you the entire story. He's got the wrong ball missing.
Yeah.
Didn't they put, like,
well, it's like when you,
this one on the little testicle?
What
like, they do, like when they amputate a leg or an arm, they always put this
they
one,
mark
or they
it.
Put an X.
Yes, they do. I know they mark your, wrong. When I had my knees scoped by Dr. Irvin Magic Johnson over at the Toledo surgeon place over there on Reynolds, and orthopedic surgeon. And they marked my knee with a Sharpie. This is the knee you're going to do. So I imagine they had to.
They
you
marked
know,
the testicle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't actually move the within the sac, right? They don't. They're attached within the sac, right? They couldn't like switch by accident, could they?
You're married, right?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'm trying to think of how you'd get the wrong one if you marked it.
No, there's a left and a right.
Right. So. It's not like they're loose marbles that can accidentally shift.
Have you ever heard the term, as you get older, the term teabagging?
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends. Some days they like smacking you on the back of the knee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but if they would have marked one testicle.
Yeah, they'd be okay. they'd be able to do that.
They would know that. Yeah. So it's not like I just can't.
They could take like a piece of tape, put it on there.
Well, when the nurse did the shaving. I right. think that when she said, oh, the left one, it was like, is it my left or your left? And you got confused.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, that could be the accident. Yes. We need, Paul, would you please pull that story? Because
sure.
We have inquiring minds. We want to know all
that's
the pertinent details about the guy who got the wrong nut removed.
Yeah. You know, Rhett, though, that's Paul. You're probably absolutely right.
Yes.
I totally believe that.
It's part of your job description, Paul.
Understood.
Got to look up really stupid stories, and then we talk about them live and local. That's what we
well,
do here on the
Well, it was trending on the internet, so.
Was it?
Yes, we do need to break it down and work it out.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I kind of feel that's important.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's a public service. It's why we're doing local radio.
Yes, exactly.
You know, there could be somebody in Toledo out there who's going to have one of his balls removed, and he wants to make sure that they mark it properly. So we'll have to go through exactly what is supposed to happen.
I mean, you want the good one to stick around. You don't want to take in the good one.
You don't.
Because it's not really juggling if it's one.
Or you could do like they do to dogs. You get those nudicles.
Yeah, do they give you prosthetic testes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
they have
do.
Them.
Sure. I would think they would.
Dogs
have
them. They're called nudicles. So dogs don't feel, you know.
The like unbalanced.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to feel unbalanced.
And this guy is also suing. He's suing for pain and suffering because the doctor made him put a cone of shame when he was all done.
Around his junk.
So he wouldn't lick
can't
himself.
Can't get to it.
Darn it.
How do I lick myself? I can't.
Okay, are we done? Have we exhausted this one? Can we move on here at 7:20?
Done for now.
The pettiest reasons folks didn't go on a second date. People turned down second dates for all crazy reasons. Reddit's got a thread going on right now. Let me give you a couple of these, and we'll get to a break. And then if somebody wants to call in and play along and say, yeah, I didn't go on a second date because... And if you crack us up, maybe I'll give you a disco party tickets.
Okay.
Got to be 21, though. Here you go. Here's some petty reasons. She didn't believe me. She didn't believe me when I explained how centuries are counted.
No, they're not.
She picked up her phone directly after eating barbecue wings without wiping her hands off. And here's one that just annoys the crap out of me. Maybe it's my misophonia or not. She enunciated every word ending ing with g, like looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was standing.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Gotta go.
We went walking.
Okay.
Oh, I hate people like that.
Okay.
Yeah, those are all legitimate reasons, but there's some other ones that are really funny, so we'll go through those, and if you want to tell us why you didn't go out on a second date for, you know, being petty, and if you crack us up, you could win the disco party tickets. Or, if it's really funny, we'll combo you up with the Smokies, so you can do dinner and then come over to the show on the other side of the river. But first, Any Shape for Appliance Center Home Store. Not only are they Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store, and they're growing, by the way. If you need a gig, I'd reach out to those folks. Go online, man. Check them out at shopac.com. Your next gig could be over there, and they're awesome people. They also will come over to your house and fix your appliances. That's right. Their own techs, their own employees trained. They'll come over to your house, and they're running a special right now. Call their appliance center service. Appliance Center Service at 419-PAY-LESS. Tell them I told you to call Denny Schaefer, and they'll give you 60% off your service, the call, with a repair. If you decide that your appliance is too far gone and you don't want to repair it, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money you can use in the store. Appliance Center Service, 419-PAY-LESS. Tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 Traffic, sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at SuperFitness.